You are Locked On Pirates, your daily Pittsburgh Pirates podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to Locked On Pirates, your place for Pirates baseball all day, every day, year round, from the Locked On Sports Network. I am your host, Ethan Smith, Pittsburgh super fan. Right now a depressed Eeyore fan, but neither here nor there. I'm from Pittsburgh, the Carnegie area. If you are from Pittsburgh, you should know where that is. Carnegie, Heidelberg, you know, I'm a lover of Permane Brothers, everything else under the sun, under Pittsburgh and the beautiful bridges in the city of Pittsburgh. And welcome to the December 14th edition of Locked On Pirates. And most importantly, before I start today's show, thank you guys for being very patient with me. I know I haven't really done a podcast in a couple weeks. I've just been dealing with some personal issues. You guys have been great. I've been getting back into Twitter a little bit, been keeping up with Pirates news, keeping up with everything going on, and you guys are great with being patient for me. Thank you for tuning in once again here to Locked On Pirates, a part of the Locked On Sports Network. I really appreciate it again for the patience. I've just been dealing, like I said, with a lot going on personally, and welcome back, guys. That's all I have to say is welcome back. We are in the middle of the offseason. Things are happening. The Mets are spending money. The Cleveland baseball team has now redacted the Cleveland Indians baseball name and will now be going under a different name after 105 years. Pretty crazy stuff going on in the world of baseball. And as I said, go check out Christopher Carter over there at Locked On Steelers. He has great content about the Steelers right now, even though they're not looking too hot after back-to-back losses to Washington and Buffalo. But do that after you listen to me talk about why the DH rule is going to affect the Pirates pretty badly. So as we know, for the longest time in baseball, the National League has always had the pitchers hit ninth or eighth when you're under Joe Maddon's system. And it's been an interesting dynamic because in 2020, we had the shortened year. Things changed. We really were trying to, like, basically get done with the 2020 season in which the Dodgers won the World Series. And the DH was just was a universal thing. Now, of course, people like that. Like, everybody was like, pitchers don't need to hit. It's, like, just not something that some people want to see anymore. Personally, for me, I'm okay with the universal DH. I'm okay with not having a DH. But for the Pirates, though, having a universal DH would help. Because you right now, specifically at first base, Josh Bell, who we will talk about later, being involved in trade rumors to the New York Yankees, so stay tuned. Josh Bell is clearly a much better hitter than a defender. It's just very clear. His stats show it. His bat did fall off this year, but, I mean, that was pretty much everybody on the roster from Brian Reynolds to whoever. And for Josh Bell, if he could just focus on his hitting and be a designated hitter, like, and get back to his 2019 All-Star form, I think that would very much help him. Colin Moran is a much better defensive first baseman. It's just how it is. And the thing is, too, is when you have a guy like Philip Evans, who is another utility man, that gives you the chance to trade Adam Frazier, you could really show some things in terms of Josh Bell just being able to hit the ball out of the park again and not having to worry about making a mistake over at first base and costing the team wins. Now, of course, we're in a rebuild. Wins are not very much like a big thing. It's more about the individual development of good players. But the DH, especially for some teams like the San Diego Padres, they utilized the DH very well. They had another power hitter in the lineup. The Los Angeles Dodgers, who won the World Series, the Atlanta Braves, all these teams that have nothing but power in the National League and have great hitting. Even Chicago was doing it. The Cubs were doing it for a little bit. Even the Cardinals took advantage of it. It's something that the NL teams can take advantage of when they have like a plethora of players specifically at one position, but you can't always play those guys. And it's going to suck because if the Pirates don't have the DH to work with, Colin Moran, who is now pretty much shifted to first base, has nowhere to play. Because if Josh Bell is going to man those first base time, then you have to have Colin Moran behind him, but Colin Moran's never going to be hitting outside of maybe pinch hitting late in the games or playing in place of Josh Bell if he has to rest or get injured or stuff like that, because Ke'Bryan Hayes is now the all-star third baseman along with Phillip Evans, who can also play over there. So Colin Moran can't even move back over there. But then if you have the DH, Colin Moran can play defensive first baseman and doesn't even have to worry about hitting if he doesn't want to. And Josh Bell, and Colin Moran's a decent hitter too. So like, you really would love to have Colin Moran and Josh Bell both be in your lineup, but it's better for Josh Bell if he just is a DH. And I say that again because, one, I don't know if the Pirates are really going to trade Josh Bell this offseason just because of that fact that they don't know what that rule is going to be yet. And if they aren't going to have a DH in the National League, they're going to pretty much say, all right, we have to make a decision here on whether we want to have Colin Moran or Josh Bell. And honestly, they're probably going to trade Josh Bell in that scenario because he's going to get you more back. And the thing is, you also have to look at is if the Pirates do not trade Josh Bell this offseason and there isn't a universal DH and he continues to struggle, his trade value drops. Now, let's say in a fun world, Josh Bell hits 260, 270, is at the top of the home run hitters in the National League and all that other great stuff that we would love to see, and he's a DH and not fielding, and we trade him to an AL team and he kills it over there and we get great value because of that, we would want that, would we not? I mean, it's just, it's kind of frustrating because baseball should not be worried about something that realistically fans don't want to see pitchers hit anymore. Yeah, it's cool. It was great when Bartolo Colon hit a freaking bomb into left field, but it's like you get that kind of moment like once every like three seasons, it feels like. Like obviously pitchers hit home runs every year in the National League in normal years, but that's not exactly something I'm looking forward to when I'm watching a baseball game. Something I am looking forward to when I'm going to work out, though, is trying a Built Bar. Built Bar, these guys have done great. I love Built Bar so much. They've done awesome. I got a little care package from them. It's great. I'm loving it. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes just like a candy bar. They have so many different flavor types, so many different flavors for every kind of lover, like peanut butter, banana, etc. And they're all chocolate flavored, and who doesn't love chocolate, right? So the thing is that's cool at Built Bar, by the way, is I am now a returning customer, but you can already be using Built Bar right now and get 20% off of your next order with the code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON in all caps because we love talking in all caps in the podcast community. And Built Bar, they've done great. They keep coming out with new stuff. They love their loyal customers. I am now one of them with this podcast network on the Locked On Podcast Network. And again, go to BuiltBar.com. That's BuiltBar, all one word, .com. And use the code LOCKEDON to get 20% off of your first order. And when we come back from the break, we are going to be previewing the upcoming NBA season for any of my basketball lovers, and also talking about what the Pirates could be getting in return from the possible Josh Bell trade to the New York Yankees. And we will be right back. All right, everybody, and welcome back to Locked On Pirates. I hope you had a time to just go and like get a drink or something or eat a snack while you listen to those wonderful ads from the Locked On Sports Network. And we are back from the break. And before we get into what the Pirates could be getting in return for Josh Bell from the New York Yankees, let's take a second and look ahead to the 2020-2021 NBA season. So as most of you probably don't know, and I do like to tell you guys things about myself, I am actually a content contributor to Clipperholics over, which is a Los Angeles Clippers blog. So if you ever want to enjoy some of my writing work, you can go over there. And I am a big Clippers fan, but as of last year, the 2020-2021 NBA season, which starts next week on the week of Christmas, will be beginning with the Los Angeles Lakers once again being defending champions, and that's going to be very interesting. The returns of Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Kristaps Porzingis, and other notable stars will all be very fun to watch over this year. Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal over in Washington should be really fun to watch. And just so you guys know, just over here on the Locked On MLB Network, we have 30 NBA podcasts for every single NBA team. So if you're like a Pittsburgh person, but obviously we don't have a team. If you're like a Cleveland Cavaliers fan, there's Locked On Cavs. You have Locked On 76ers, Locked On Raptors. A bunch of different teams around the area of Pittsburgh that you could be rooting for. So go check those places out and get ready for the NBA season to start next week. So now that we get into Josh Bell and the New York Yankees. So this hasn't happened yet, obviously. This is just speculation. This is just rumors. So this is not like something that has been put out there that, yep, we're sending Josh Bell to the New York Yankees, right? It's just something that's been put out, as well as Jameson Taillon's name was also put out as well. So when you look into it, the Yankees obviously have a pretty good farm system for what it's worth. Like, I would say that. You got guys like Jason Dominguez, Clark Schmidt, Oswald Peraza, Lewis Gill, Austin Wells, Estevan Florio, Alexandrio Vincenzo. But I don't think we're going to really get any of those guys in exchange for Josh Bell. So the guys that I was kind of looking at were more of in the 10, like the 11 through 19 and 20 range in their system. And even then, those are still going to be decent players. And I'm not saying, like, hey, like, we just don't need to try to not shoot for the stars. But I doubt that we would be able to get, like, an Austin Wells or an Estevan Florio or any of those guys in the top 10. Maybe, but we'd also probably want to add multiple prospects rather than adding just one. So, name number one that I go ahead and put on this list is Anthony Seigler. And for Anthony Seigler, it's going to be very interesting to see if the Pirates would be able to obtain him. He is the number 16th ranked prospect in the Yankee system. I've actually had the pleasure of seeing him play in person as of being in the beautiful city of Savannah, Georgia, and having family in Augusta, Georgia. He plays for the Charleston River Dogs in Single A, who then play the Augusta Green Jackets, who are the now the Braves affiliate, but were the Giants affiliate for a good minute. But now that's also changed because of a lot of minor league things. But back to Anthony Seigler. He's 21 years old, 6 foot, 200 pounds. You look at his scouting grades, 50 hitting, 45 running, 55 fielding, 40 power, 60 arm, 45 overall. Pretty solid player all around. Now, fun thing about Seigler is he played Georgia high school in Georgia, and he was drafted in 2018 for, like, out of prep and everything. He would also join Jacoby Ellsbury as the only members of the Navajo Nation to play in the big leagues, which would be pretty damn cool, not going to lie. But the cool thing about Seigler is he can field bunts left-handed when needed, and he does offer some gold glove upside. Like, it's something that he can do, because one of the things that was really cool when teams were looking at him is he's a rare switch hitter and switch pitcher. So he basically can throw with either arm and catch with either arm depending on the matchup, and he can switch hit. Now, most people would say, well, we have Jacob Stallings right now and everything, but we still need a good backup catcher for the future, because Stallings isn't going to be here forever. It's just not how it's going to be. Stallings is also a pretty good player, but he's not the greatest hitter either, and Seigler's a very good hitter. It's very going to be interesting because people are questioning his offensive impact right now, but I would also rather have a catcher who already has the defensive side of things ready and then mold his hitting, and especially with him only being 21 and a former first-round pick, it would be pretty nice to get him if we could get him back from Josh Bell, for Josh Bell. And Seigler's, his ETA is 2022, so obviously we'd have like this year and then next year, which would be very nice. And I've also talked about, like, Yankees prospects before on a podcast from, I believe, like, about a month ago, whenever we were talking about possible trade spots for Adam Frazier. And Seigler didn't really come up in my mind until now, and I do think that he could be a guy that we could get, along with a package of another player that I looked at in Ronzi Contreras. There we go. Contreras is also a 21-year-old, also in the Yankees system, obviously, number 19 overall. And despite being in the international penalty box in 2016 for overspending 2 years earlier, the Yankees still signed several intriguing talents, including Contreras. So Contreras, obviously, is an international signing. He reached Class A at age 18 in 2018 and spent all of that season there, leading the South Atlantic League with 12 wins as the only teenage pitching qualifier in the circuit. So he's done pretty good. And then we look at his scouting grades. He's 55 fastball, 55 changeup, 45 overall, 50 curveball, 50 control. You like to hear those numbers when you're talking about a 21-year-old pitcher, right-handed pitcher. I mean, when all of your pitches are 50 or higher, that means you have three or four different pitches you could possibly throw at any given time, and you could get some decent stuff from them. Now, as for Contreras' fastball, it's about 92-95 and touches 97, features a high spin rate. His best secondary offering, according to MLB.com, is his changeup with a heavy sink. Apparently, he's also very advanced for his age already, and he is sequencing his pitches very well. And again, the Steelers, welcome to Locked On Pirates, everybody, where I say the Steelers. Anyways, the Pirates are definitely making a move, as Ben Cherington has already said, to get a lot of young pitching into the farm system, because that's really how you build and rebuild, is you get the pitching staffs at each level very well. I think Contreras would be a great get back for Josh Bell, especially if we could also get the catcher as well. And realistically, like, you can't expect to get a top prospect from a team system, but one trade that I look at right now is the Diamondbacks trade for Starling Marte. We got back two guys who are already top 10, top 15 in our farm system now. You get that guys like Ronzi Contreras and then Anthony Siegler, they're probably top 10 too. So you've added, that would mean if you make that kind of trade, you'd be adding four top 15 prospects to your farm system and basically achieving what you're trying to achieve and moving forward in the rebuild. Now, obviously, I don't want to see Josh Bell go, but I mean, if you're going to trade him, obviously trade him out of the NL and then... I mean, it's a very rough spot for the Pirates, especially like how we talked about earlier with the DH rule. But the Yankees are definitely a spot. I could see them with the Texas Rangers, but I don't think the Rangers are really going to try to make a move like that, as they're kind of in the same spot we are with a rebuild. So really look at like the AL contenders to go after them. The Yankees probably specifically, because they could use some a DH or some first base help. But with that today, hopefully we will get that news eventually. Welcome to 12 Days of Buckmas. I am your host, Ethan Smith. I hope you guys enjoyed day one of Buckmas. And we're back. That's all I have to say. We are back over the next 12 days, including Christmas Day. I will be dropping a podcast, even though I'm not like required to. I will still do it anyway to kick off or finish off 12 Days of Buckmas. You guys let me know what you think about the Josh Bell trade rumors, everything in Pirates baseball on Locked On Pirates on Twitter. I'm always there, always talking to you guys, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your Monday.